from KQED.
This week, a little elementary school in Adelanto, California, opened its doors for the first time under new management, thanks to the so-called parent trigger law. It's the first public school in the state to do so, after 2 years of conflict and court battles. As the California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis tells us, expectations are running high.
It's a story that was made into a Hollywood movie last year called Won't Back Down.
A lot of these kids can barely add, and you want to be teaching them geometry.
Well, the problem is that no one expects them to do well, so they don't.
Come on. There's drugs, there's gangs.
Change the school, you change the neighborhood.
In reality, the school is Desert Trails Elementary, and the neighborhood is in the desert town of Adelanto, 2 hours east of Los Angeles.
We've never really done this to get the attention. We did it more to improve the school.
Cynthia Ramirez is one of several moms at Desert Trails who made national headlines last year when they successfully used California's parent trigger law to take over the chronically failing school. The law was enacted 3 years ago. If successful, it allows parents to force change through a petition process. They can get rid of a school's staff, close the campus, or turn it into a charter school independent from the school district. In Adelanto, parents decided to go charter. Cynthia's daughter, Melanie Ramirez, is a fourth grader this year. She says kids are happy with their new school.
I think they're excited because, like, they all have, like, a smile on their face and they're, like, ready to learn.
About 600 low-income students have a new staff of teachers. Art, music, and Latin classes are offered. The school day is longer, as is the school year. The campus also has a new name, the Desert Trails Preparatory Academy. An L.A.-based nonprofit group called Parent Revolution was behind the educational reform movement at Desert Trails. The group is also spearheading change at other schools across the state. Executive Director Ben Austin says the parent trigger law is challenging the status quo and producing real results.
It's simply about giving power to parents and recognizing that while everybody cares about kids, parents have wholly different incentive structures and a different sense of urgency than everybody else.
And now district and state education officials will be watching the Desert Trails case closely to evaluate any improvement. Last year, only a third of Desert Trail students could read and do math at grade level, and the school suspension rate was twice the statewide average. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.